This is Birdnote.
Ooh, what's the tall white one out there?
There's at least two great egrets on the far end of the marsh out here.
Yeah, look at the stilts. Look at the stilts doing their display thing here.
Wow. Oh, this is really nice if you want to see the egret, because you've got Canada geese and pintails and ibis and Franklin gulls walking around on the ground
for scale.
This took place in spring, but year-round. Why is bird watching so rewarding? Here's bird guide Harry Fuller.
Well, one of the things I always say to beginning birders is, first of all, it's free. Second of all, it's anywhere and everywhere that you are. It's almost impossible to think of a place if you can go outside where you're not going to run into some kind of bird. And it's remarkably entertaining. It's easy to do. Start with two or three species that you see regularly and study them. Figure out what they're doing to make a living. How do they get food? Are they around all year? Do they disappear? And you start to get a rich appreciation of what's going on around you all the time. But if you don't stop to look at it, you just miss it. But once you start watching, you really appreciate the beauty, the complexity, and just the wonder of what's going on in the world around us.
Really nice light on those avocets.
Oh, they're pretty. Yeah. Look at those heads.
And that rusty color is only present during the breeding season.
Oh, it is.
By late fall, they'll just be black and white again.
Really?
Join us for more at birdnote.org.